that we do. If you were here listening to the last call, Jim from Prescott called in very, very suspicious about a direct mail piece he'd received in his mailbox. And you know what? That'd be another thing I'd do if I could be king for a day. No junk mail. No phone solicitation, no junk. That mailbox is on my property, belongs to me. If I didn't ask you to put something in there, I don't want it. One more reason to vote for Rosie as king for a day.
Well, and it's one of the key ways people approach you for fraud, fraud attempts, because people are gullible. And Jim was very smart to ask.
Tuned in. A lot of misconceptions about solar, that's for sure. And some people, we get this every once in a while, some people contact our office with the indication that, Rosie, why don't you like solar? And that's not the case. I love solar. I love solar electricity. I love photovoltaic solar conversions. I love everything about the solar industry. What I don't love is all of the horrible misinformation that the industry is absolutely flooded with. I don't know if the solar industry or the water treatment industry or which one of those would have the most snake oil salesmen. I don't know. It's one of those two.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say that those snake oilsmen jump between that radiant barrier,
and they just go
to whatever the hot topic is.
Yeah, you're right about that, Roman.
They just kind of bounce around to whatever the trendy topic is.
So to make a real decision about solar requires you to sit down with someone who knows solar and can actually talk to you about your lifestyle, your current invoice, your bill, what are you willing to invest? Do you talk you through the ins and the outs and the details of leasing and purchasing? And, you know, quite frankly, with the Arizona Corporation Commission and its recent ruling, some of that has changed a little bit. So at the end of January, we were already talking about what our editorial calendar is going to be for the first quarter of 2014. We're bringing our solar experts back in to talk through the issue of leasing versus purchasing versus photovoltaic or hot water systems. So y'all stay tuned. That'll be another hot topic we'll be covering at Rosie on the House in the very near future. Hey, our lines are open. The number is 1-888-767-4348. Any question you'd like to ask us about your house, home, castle, or cabin, we're here to try and help you, guide you, direct you, give you tricks of the trades and tips any way we can. I know over the holidays, a lot of you probably started little projects with your extra time off. Maybe, possibly, you could be having a hard time finishing those projects. Well, we are the resource for you. Give us a ring. We'll talk you through that. Or maybe over the holidays, your significant other gave you a list of things they'd like to get done around the house this particular year. Give us a call. We can certainly help you with that as well. How many of you start a project and end up spending more time running back and forth to the hardware store than you actually do spending time doing the repair? We can save you all of that windshield time. Give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. Here in the first edition of Rosie on the House in the new year 2014, we're trying to encourage all of our listeners and Arizona homeowners to engage in the number one New Year's resolution of increasing the safety around their home. In particular, today we're talking about fire safety. We're inviting all kind of special guests in from fire departments all over the state of Arizona. I've invited Mr. Jim Ford in from City of Scottsdale. And I think Jim's been with City of Scottsdale almost as long as I've been building in Scottsdale. Jim, thanks for taking the time on the weekend to join us here at Rosie on the House.
Thanks for having me, Rosie. Glad to be here.
Golly. You know, I wanted Jim in because Scottsdale kind of led the nation in this issue of fire sprinklers. And I, as being a builder and remodeler back in the 70s in Scottsdale, sat on most of the board panel reviews with the Home Builders Association and the City Council and the Fire Department as to whether or not we were going to go out on the limb and be involved in this experimental order of requiring fire sprinklers in every single house. Virtually every semi-custom and merchant home builder in Scottsdale tried to convince what was then called Rural Metro Fire Protection that you're going to put us out of business. Scottsdale is going to become a ghost town. No one will be able to afford a house in Scottsdale if you make us do this. Jim, you remember all those meetings, don't you?
Oh, they were a blast, Rosie. It was fun for everybody involved.
Man, I don't know. We probably built, 150,000 residential units since then. But there was real fear that this was going to drive the cost of Scottsdale housing beyond the competitive edge of the other surrounding cities.
Well, that's what was said. That's what was stated in some of the meetings. But we tried to do some of the offsets to, make it affordable as best we could for the builders and the homeowners. And we understood that this was going to be a higher quality product in the end, and it was going to also benefit our community tremendously. And so we ended up going through it. Our council at the time approved it. And as you said, we've been kind of one of the leaders in the country doing that. So
now Jim,
about residential sprinklers, we pretty much know about it.
Now, Jim, you and I were on opposite sides of the fence in this conversation, but weren't you getting a lot of grief from your firefighters worried that there'd be no fire department, city of Scottsdale? Hey, they won't need us anymore. You're putting us out of business.
Well, not just ours here in Scottsdale, but around the country, the firefighters said that, if we sprinkle everything, what do we need firefighters for? And the truth is that we do a lot more than just fight residential home fires. We're an all service. We do EMS and medical and all that stuff. And I think we had 3 stations at the time, Rosie, when we opened the residential sprinkler ordinance. Now we're up to 15 fire stations, and so obviously we haven't shrunk our fire department here in Scottsdale much.
Well, not every city in Arizona requires fire sprinklers, but a good number of them have followed your suit and required developers and home builders to include the fire sprinklers. I think for the cost of the investment, that's just a good investment in my book.
Well, it's a good investment for the individual, which is a big challenge, teaching them what these are and how they work. And it's a big investment for the community. And the primary reason is, I don't care what city you're in, the fire department only has so many resources. You only have so many trucks and so many stations, so many guys on duty. And so when you have a major incident, it's going to tap those resources and not leave anybody available to do the follow-up calls that we're still going to get. And so it works both ways. It works for the individual and saving their stuff, but it also works for the community on, using our resources in a better fashion.
Well, Arizona is one of the leaders in low mortality in residential fires. Our state's one of the leaders in the entire country. But that's not to say nationally, a statistic that I just kind of tripped over that kind of made me catch my breath. 4 out of 5 fire deaths occur right in your own home, where you feel the safest.
That's correct, and a lot of people don't realize that and understand that. They're familiar with their house, their family's there, so they're comfortable with it, and they just don't look out for the problems that are possible. And they think that they can handle anything that comes up, and every single day in the valley and throughout the country, there's major house fires. You see them on the news every once in a while. You don't even see all that we have. And people that just have experienced the fire, their number one thing is, I can't believe how fast it grew, how big it got, and how much of my stuff has been destroyed. And that's hopefully that we don't get anybody hurt or killed in those fires, which we do every once in a while.
Boy, and once you've had your personal property destroyed by fire, you realize how absolutely, completely destructive it is. There isn't refinishing the photos or the albums or the diaries or any of that. It's gone. One of the things I remember in the fight to get this sprinkler ordinance in Scottsdale, the insurance company played a big role in it. And I can remember spokespeople from the insurance company coming in from both sides. One side would say, but what about all the accidental discharges we're going to have to experience? And, why do we have to flood a whole house if we've got one little grease fire on the stove? And the other side, of course, the insurance industry said, no, we need this. It's going to do a great amount for reducing the fire loss we're suffering. What about accidental discharges? That was a huge white elephant in the room when we were getting this ordinance passed. And I don't know, check me here, Jim. My memory isn't what it used to be. These meetings were occurring like in 80, 81, 82, as I remember.
Yeah, the meetings pretty much ran from 82 through to 85, the middle of 85 when the city passed the ordinance. So there was about 3.5 years of ordinances there and our meetings there. And the water issue is always a big one, and there's a couple parts to that. First, the accidental discharges. These sprinkler heads are very, very reliable. It's like 1 in 16 million will fail for
wow.
no reason at all.
Okay.
So they're very reliable devices. They're tested ahead of time. And we'd look at that, and the insurance industry understood that. Most of the accidental activations are caused by people doing something to them, whether they're hanging something on the sprinkler heads, or I think our most common is people taking their doors off to paint or remodel their doors, and the doors will actually hit the sprinkler head and set it off.
Oh, no.
They tell us that they didn't do that, but it's pretty easy to tell when the head's off and that's the one that's bent, you know. So.
Oh, no.
So that's our number one cause of accidental. And the other side of it is the water, and this is one of those myths that most people just don't understand, is these heads activate individually. And so if you happen to have a kitchen fire, the head in the kitchen is the one that's going to go off. All the heads in your house don't go off. It's the one closest to the fire that will put out about 10 to 15 gallons a minute, and most of the time, almost all the time, will control that fire with one or two sprinkler heads, and that's it.
All right.
And everybody says, well, that's a lot of water still coming out. But I'll tell you, Rosie, when we show up with our hoses, we're going to show you some water.
You're going to bring the water, right?
We're going to bring the cavalry, and we're going to bring the water. So if you think that there's a lot coming out of that sprinkler head, just wait for us to get there.
Jim Ford, the fire marshal and deputy chief for City of Scottsdale Fire Department, we appreciate you joining us on A Conversation of Fire Sprinklers. And I'd like to throw this encouragement out to wherever you live in the great state of Arizona. If 2014 is the year you're contemplating a significant or major remodel at your home and you don't have fire sprinklers, take a look into it. Research it. There's going to be some discounts on your home insurance policy. And you start taking a look at all the things that are irreplaceable in your home. And I'll tell you, we can recover almost anything from a little water damage. We can't recover anything from fire damage. Okay? Jim Ford, Fire Marshal and Deputy Chief of Scottsdale Fire Department. Thanks a million for joining us. We're taking your calls at 1-888-767-4348. Romy, looks like we've got a pretty full bevy here.
We do. Gary in Tucson's going to start us off talking about a driveway issue. Good morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning. I have several questions. Excuse me. I have solid pavers, rectangular pavers on my driveway. Some of them are sinking down.
Okay. Sinking pavers right after this. It's Rosie on the house.